Right about now, you are listening to OK Let's Go with your host Sai Smile, Roger Razzy, and Dino Rahim.
Okay, let's go.
Ini bukan calang-calang, bruv. Lonjak tinggi di online podcast semasa. Jom dengar panggil brother-brother dan hot chicks lebat dalam bulatan. Kita dengar ni karena tiga brother kongsi cerita.
Okay, let's go. Welcome to the number one show on Spotify charts. It's OK Let's Go. And we just want to give an announcement. We are at 21 million streams. Well done, guys.
Yay!
Selamat Hari Raya.
Selamat
Hari Raya. Streaming in more than 17 countries. 95% wow. are from Singapore.
Wow.
Selamat Hari Raya.
Yeah. And please don't think that when we tell you about 21 million streams,
yeah.
don't try to think that we are trying to boast ourselves, you know, because we are not peacock.
What the hell, man?
Can I say that?
Doesn't make sense, Aru.
So within setahun lebih lah, it's been like one year plus.
Yeah.
You already reached this already. Number. Yes. Mm-hmm. So thank you for all the support.
You. Yes, appreciate you guys, man.
And plus for those who bought our tickets for our
live shows,
yeah. our merch, our whatever lah, our even our live streamings.
Right.
Thank you for all the support you gave to me. To us, Selamat Hari Raya.
This will be released on Monday, right?
Monday,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So like 1, 2, 3, 4, about four or five days.
Yeah.
Hari Raya. Hope you guys are having an awesome circuit breaker where we try to bring interesting people into the show.
Of course.
And today we went with Dane's contact.
So Dane,
today is a bit mysterious, bro.
Yeah, it all started. Kirakan macam 3 days. We're gonna go bilingual lah, sir.
We don't reveal who the guest is, but he can speak English. Won't be able to speak Malay though.
Yeah.
So, Abang Osman.
Yeah.
It'll be in English, bro.
Yeah,
Abang Osman. Mention to our sponsors.
I already told Abang Osman already.
Oh, you told him already.
Yeah, I told our sponsor already. And if you realize,
we're gonna ask about Abang Osman's future.
Yeah,
with my last. Yeah. What's going to happen to the company?
So back to the story. 3 days ago,
yeah.
I was like, you know, YouTubing lah. I was YouTubing.
I see.
And I was like, you know, looking for myth, legends, and magic.
Wow.
Mm. So one of the video popped out.
Yeah.
So I found this guy.
Mm.
He blown out my mind. He was interviewed by, you know, the radios, you know, even do shows on TV and whatsoever. Yeah. He's been to China, to Dubai, blah blah blah.
Wow.
And one of the interview done by Rob Montero. That was like few years back.
That was when he was with 91.3.
The married man lah.
Yeah.
So blew before up my
he was,
mind.
Before he was fired lah.
Yeah.
Then he went to Mix FM.
He should ask that guy, this guy, to like to know the future. Like, hey, I cannot bomb, you know. You know what I mean? So like, hey, cool, see this guy, because I love doing this thing as well. Not bro, love lah, like
yeah. Bro,
I try to predict things. You know, what I mean?
Love magic, bro. I love magic, man.
No, because during when his time during radio, right?
Yeah.
He did this show before where he just asked random callers to call in,
and then
based on their voice, he will try to kind of like
predict.
Okay, your favorite song is a Justin Bieber song.
Yeah,
I enjoyed listening to that shit.
So I'm like, some sort of like try go into that lah. So I found this guy. So I just quickly
give him a
DM
call.
DM him on Facebook.
Right.
And I'm like, okay lah, try lah, because he's a, you know, he's a big star. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, if he reply, he reply lah. He don't, he don't lah.
Yeah.
Then he reply like, hey dude, just call me in this number. Da. I'm like, hey, oh my god, this guy, hey, DM go as I replies, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Down to earth, guys, yeah.
Okay, right.
So I just make a call and bring him lah. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why he's in the studio right now. So, good looking guy.
Yeah. Very
single.
Good looking
guy. Yeah. Single or married?
Really?
Single. Sure, bro.
No, I have a girlfriend now.
You should say you're single, bro.
No, wait.
My girlfriend will kill me if I do that. Yeah. Oh. She hears this.
Oh, you know, I heard that you say you got a few girlfriends or you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, a girlfriend. What you say offline? Oh. Don't say lah.
Oh. I see. So he's known as Mind Reader Singapore. That's I just follow his Facebook page.
Yeah.
And his name is?
His name is Ferris Yell.
Ferris Yao.
Because I'm Malay, I don't know the pronunciation. Sorry.
No worries.
Ferris, is that like a Malay name? It sounds like a Malay sounding
name. It's an Arabic name, actually. It's
Ferris.
It's an Arabic name.
Oh, Faris lah. Faris.
Yeah, I think knight, white knight or something like that.
I see. Oh. Are you of mixed heritage as well?
Mixed heritage, but not Malay lah. My I think my grandfather's side was like Filipino or something like
I see.
That.
Yeah. Oh. I see. You're like an Asian Doctor Strange. Have anyone ever told you that?
Not really, actually.
You do anyhow, lah.
Yeah, no, he looks good. No,
yeah. Thank you. You're very kind.
Follow his TikTok as well.
Oh, seriously,
for Doctor Strange. The first thing that hit me was that this guy looks like an Asian version of a Doctor Strange.
Do you mind me asking how old are you?
I'm 40.
Bro, are you sure?
Yeah. Wow. You uncut him, right?
No, uncut, bro.
Oh, why?
I mean, I cannot see your jawline.
Yeah,
you try to cover it with your goatee.
He
still has his jawline, and he's still like slim guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
still can wear like I don't know his pants. Maybe his jeans is like S or M size.
Maybe
yeah.
I think is that the demand of being on showbiz, like maintaining a figure like this?
Yeah, I would suppose so. I think if you're ever on stage, unless you're doing a comedy act or you're doing comedy, I think, you have to look presentable at least.
Yeah.
You know, people have to be drawn and attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys have been on stage as well. Mm-hmm. The but you know, I'm no offense, but you guys are comedians, right?
So, I see.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you guys will put on makeup and that kind of thing. Or you don't?
We do. We purposely hire hot makeup artists to do so.
you kind of have to.
What exactly does like your job entail? You mind read or are you
I read. Okay, I think I can demonstrate this just for the listeners out there who don't understand. Haven't set anything up.
Yes,
nothing has been set up. And I always say this in all my shows. I'll give $10,000 to anybody that can prove that something has been prearranged.
Oh, okay.
I know that sounds very dramatic.
$10,000 is your money, not ours, right?
I know that sounds very dramatic, lah, but the more dramatic thing is I don't have $10,000 to give you lah, in the first place. So let's try. I'll try and do something for all of you.
Oh, okay. Scary, man.
Is it okay?
Just so
the people at home know that we haven't set anything up. Is it okay if I move around, I get y'all to stand up?
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe I will go with Razi first.
Yeah.
Okay. Razi, maybe if we could stand up, maybe we could bring that chair.
Dan, maybe you wanna.
That chair. Yeah. So,
guys, this is. I just wanna give an idea of what's happening right now.
Yeah. Happening?
It's really scary because Dan is putting a chair right in the center.
Wow.
I am thinking of demons and some sort of like jeans and spirits.
It's nothing that.
Sorry. Yeah, I watch David Copperfield.
It's nothing that complicated. It's quite simple, actually. So I have a dice right here. You can describe to everybody. It is a real dice.
Yes,
right?
It is a real dice.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So Razi, this is what I want you to do. I want you to pick a number.
Okay.
Whatever number you want. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Whatever number you want.
All right.
Ferris, you can actually take out the
mic.
You want to take out the mic and so it's more mobile for you, or would you rather be on?
That's fine. I'll be on the stand. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not asking you to sit on the chair.
So you guys
understand at home, there's a high stool here.
Yes.
And I'm asking him to place the die on the high stool.
Yeah.
And this is what I want you to do. Pick any number that you want. Okay. Maybe I don't know if the audience can hear you.
They can't.
Okay.
Can you adjust your mic?
Why don't you adjust your mic? Let me help you adjust your mic so you can.
We have all the time in the world.
Yeah, it's okay.
We'll take our time. Razi, you put
Dan
on your.
Yeah, sorry.
Put on your headphones as well.
and then make sure the mic is
so you guys know what's happening now. He's adjusting his microphone so that you guys can hear him.
Yeah.
And
you need help.
So that'll be nice.
Yeah, great. Yeah, sorry to make you guys move around.
No worries.
I think it's more interesting. So this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
There's a high stool in front of you. I'm gonna turn my back away. Okay. What I want you to do is let's say if you want the number three, leave all number three face up and cover it, but you do it like that. What I'm doing is covering up so nobody can see. I can't see, none of them can see it. They're recording this so you can check later on. You understand what you're supposed to do? Okay, pick a number, any number that you want, I'll look away. Let me know when you're done.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Razi is signaling to us what's the number.
I got the number.
He's going to put it right on the stool.
So I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to touch your shoulder for a bit. I know it's a bit weird to be touching another man.
I'm fine. I'm okay with both.
He's COVID free. So do not worry.
I know it's a bit weird, but don't worry. I'm married. My husband is at home, all right? So don't worry about it. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and think of your number. You chose a number. You know what number is face up? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, do that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
Do that again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
Okay, so there's a dice here so that we have some proof. I believe it's a 5.
Yeah!
Oh my god!
Okay.
Oh man!
Okay, I tell you what, 1 out of 6. It could be luck. I'll explain to you later on.
I see.
Okay, the next time round.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead, pick a different number. Pick a different number this time.
Okay.
Pick just to make sure I'm looking away. Everybody else can verify that. Pick a different number. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not even going to turn around.
Yeah.
All right. But if I did this correct, okay, you went for the number 1. Is that correct?
What the fuck?
Okay.
How do you know? Oh my god.
So
5. He's the genie.
Just remember that 5-1 because you know every time I do this for a Chinese audience, they always ask me for 4D number. So
in case you got
some Chinese audience out there, maybe we pick another 2 different numbers, and
we need two more.
So we got 5-1, right? Okay, pick a different number. Let me know when you're done.
Hey, dude!
Oh my god!
Crazy.
Here we go. Razi's really picking a different number right now. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
You've got a number?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So this time, let me explain to you what happened there just now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The first 2 times that I asked you to pick a number, I actually influenced your thoughts.
Oh man.
Although sure?
Okay, so the people probably can't see. They probably can't see what I did.
But
as I was touching you, I actually tapped you 5 times the first time.
Oh my god.
The next time I asked you, pick a different number. Pick a different number. I actually tapped you 1 time like that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because you went for the 5, I knew you would go for the 1. Alright?
Okay. Oh,
this time it's a bit more tricky because you probably changed your mind 1 or 2 times, think. Alright? So I'm gonna count. Try not to give anything away. Alright?
Alright.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 You blinked at 5. Was it at 5 again?
I control myself.
So, one final time.
Okay.
Try not to blink. Now you know what's happening. You can you can pick a different number.
Okay.
I just helped you 1
god.
Time.
Crazy.
Try and you know change your mind a few times. Once you get a number, change to a different number. All right. You understand what you're supposed to do?
Understand.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead. Pick a different number. Let me know when you're done.
This is interesting, sir.
Oh my god.
Okay, Razi.
I'm crying. Oh my gosh.
I got a number already, sir.
You got a number?
Yeah.
You know what this number is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna snap my fingers like that. Every time I snap, you count like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 inside your mind, okay? Not out loud, okay?
Okay.
Start from the top. It was a 2, yeah?
What the fuck?
But here's the interest.
Shit.
But here's the interest.
Oh my gosh.
Z, do you like communicate with him or what?
Hang bro, on, hang on. I'm a psychologist myself, bro.
No. Here's the interesting thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You felt that this was a free choice, correct?
Yeah.
All the way through.
It is.
Yeah. It felt like a free choice, yes?
Yeah.
I open up my phone. You will see in my photos.
Okay.
All right. I took a picture. Yes, remember 5, 1, 5, 2?
Yeah.
You pick 5, and then 1, the 5, and then the 2, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
I took a picture before I even came here.
Oh my gosh.
And can you describe to everybody what you see?
Show it to me, man. What is that? What is
this? Describe to everybody what you see.
Oh, damn, son. It is a photo. This is in his phone. It's a photo of like a wallet, and then there's a credit card that slides right out with a post-it that says PIN, P-I-N, 5152.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Damn.
How do you do that?
What the hell, man?
This is the photo, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, how do you even... my god.
How much do I pay you to learn this skill?
Okay, so...
dude... This is the craziest thing that I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
Let me
I'm trembling right now, dude. Seriously.
Yeah.
Let me do... you can never see. I'll do something for you.
Okay.
You can keep it. Let me do something simpler for you.
Okay.
So I can explain how I do what I do. All right. Usually I would do this on stage for more people, but right now there's only so few of us.
Yeah. It's okay, man. Many more are listening. So
okay,
this should be really interesting, man. Dane, you might want to stand up and adjust your microphone. Apologies for the limitations of the studio.
No, it's okay, because the studio is a bit small. So while he's adjusting his microphone, let me tell you what's happening. All right.
Sure,
so I've got some money here.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Okay. That's $100 bill.
$100. Actually, I'm intending to use $20. Okay, so this is easy. So it's easy for me to explain how I do what I do.
Okay.
So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take this $20.
Mm-hmm, right?
If I lose, you guys get to have coffee on me.
Oh my god!
Okay, cool.
All right,
fine.
Cool.
This is what we're gonna do. I want you to.
Careful, man.
Let me roll it up so it's a tight, small little ball. Mm-hmm. I'm rolling the $20. Yeah. It's $10 bill.
Using a rubber band as well.
Using
to kind
a rubber
of, like,
band,
scrunch it up.
Scrunch it up into a small little ball.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. All right. No, it's nothing crazy. Okay.
That's perfect,
so take $20. Uh-huh. Okay. Put it behind your back.
Okay.
You played that game before when you were younger where you... you know, I try and guess which hand and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so I'm going to stay in front of you. When you're ready, just take both hands out.
So hang on. Dane is, early on, he had let me just explain to our audiences. Yeah. He had a $20 bill, in either one of the hand, and Ferris doesn't know which hand it is. Dane puts his hands at the back, and right now he's presenting his hands back right in front in a fist-like manner, so we cannot see where is the bill now.
Yeah,
which hand.
Okay, so... here's the thing, all right? I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
You only can say yes. So I'm going to ask you, is it in your right hand, is it in your left hand? You only can say yes. So what that means, obviously, is one of the times you're going to be lying. All right?
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay,
all
I
right?
can
just
lie.
Say, just say yes, all right?
Okay.
Lie. La.
So one is time. It in your right hand?
Yes.
Don't just lie, la!
I'm good!
Just for future reference, you gotta lie better.
I bet I
Okay, then I explain.
I'm like,
okay, yes.
Okay, so now you know what you have to do, alright?
Okay.
Yeah, now he's giving me a funny face, which is fine. A silly face, he's trying to control himself. Okay, so same thing, I'm gonna ask you, is it in your right hand? You say yes. Is it in your left hand? You say yes as well.
Okay.
Alright? Okay, is it in your right hand?
Yes.
Is it in your left hand?
Oh, yes.
Okay, just so that the audience know, he's closing his eyes.
Yeah.
He doesn't want...
I don't see you.
So they don't want to see. But obviously, because he's quite an honest person, the first yes was a yes. The second one was a oh, yes. It was too exaggerated.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It means it's in his right hand now.
Okay?
Okay. One more time, put it behind your back.
Yeah, you got to try.
Okay,
here we go.
Right.
Let's try to trick him.
Try and trick me. Okay, we'll do it two more times. You try and trick me.
Yeah. Two more times.
Okay. Is it in your right hand?
Yes.
Is it in your left hand?
Yes.
What's the
movement? Now that was very good.
Yes.
That was very, very good.
Yeah.
But when I can't hear the voice, I look at the whole body language. All right. Oh. In this case, his head was pointing to his right, so I believe it's in the right hand. Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm going to do it one last time. Okay. So yeah, now you know. Yeah. Okay, put it behind your back. Now, okay. I'm going to do it one last time so that you know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
All right. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you know I'm looking for your body language. I'm looking for everything else.
Okay.
So straight face, poker face. Imagine we're playing poker.
Yeah.
You're just going to bring everything out straight. I'm not going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. All right?
Oh,
I'm going to ask you questions, but you're going to answer them inside your mind only.
Okay.
All right, so take out both hands. Okay, so look at me. All right, now. Don't say anything out loud. He just gave a smile there. He can't contain himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right?
Okay. It's difficult to tahan.
So, don't say anything out loud. Just say yes or no inside your mind. Is it in your right hand? Is it in your left hand?
Then he's just keeping quiet.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just keeping quiet, but he smiled when I tapped in on his left hand.
Oh, so
I
believe
it's his left hand. You can take your left hand out. I get to keep $20 again today.
Okay,
we can get on to it if you want to have any questions.
Yes, I have a lot of questions.
I can do some stuff if you want later
How many chicks do you get every show?
My God.
I can't imagine myself do this in a club.
Bro, I tell you, bro, I'm gonna be crazy, man.
I can just go to a group of girls.
Exactly, right.
So confident.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, I know you guys are bored. Okay, just one trick. What about that?
Yeah.
Enough.
Yes.
I can bring back all the ladies.
Have you done that before? Honestly, like.
Of course, you won't say it.
No. Put up the set, bro.
My girlfriend here. I cannot go clubbing.
So cannot say now, lah.
Yeah, la, no, la.
Yeah. Did you grow up with these powers, or you know?
No, it's not. It's not a power. Right? It's a learnt skill.
I see.
You know. So, for example, if I asked you, okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. Ask Zah something.
No, I'm just to display something. You guys watch him. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you. What do you have for breakfast yesterday?
For breakfast, man.
What
I can't even
have
remember, man.
Okay, stop right there.
Okay.
Stop right there. All right. So every single time you're going to think, every time you're going deep in your mind, you will always do this.
I see.
Always.
I see.
All right. So if I want to catch you out lying, all right, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
The moment you do something else, I know you're lying to me.
I see. Oh, man. Yes.
So if you're going to do this to your, I mean, don't do it on your friends or, but that's how, you know how they say women have a sixth sense?
It's
not that women have a sixth sense. It's just that women, they notice things that men don't. Because men, we are, you know, we just chill.
Yeah,
you know?
But
women, they like to look at everything. They're more meticulous about this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So what happens is they know you. They know what you do. They know your body language, your pattern. Every single day you come home, you whatever, you put your keys on the table, you sit down, you have a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment, let's say you cheat on your wife or something, right? You come back, you do something different.
Yeah.
She will sense, hey, there's something wrong.
The routine is different.
The routine is different.
Okay.
And then the routine is different. And then she will ask. She doesn't know why there is something wrong. But after that, she will, hey, something is wrong. Then she will start probing you and asking you questions.
Yeah.
Right? So every time you talk to her, you always talk confidently to her. Suddenly she asks you this kind of thing. Oh, you know lah. Who do you meet? No, I met my friend, Abang Ryan, you know? And you hesitate. And that's when you get caught.
I see.
Yeah, so that is one of the basis of this kind of thing.
All right.
So what I do is I influence thoughts or I read body language. All right. In your case, it's purely psychological influence. I talk to you while you don't know I'm talking to you.
Oh,
how do you do that? How do you even do that? Like, how do you talk to him without talking to him?
By how I touched him, how I talked to him, how I looked at him. So, because giving in this kind of a situation, there is also an added advantage that there is kind of a social pressure. You know, you want to do well. You know, you want to. I wouldn't say screw it up or anything like that. That you will kind of follow my instructions.
Uh-huh.
So the instruction is not in the instruction itself; it's in the behind. It's what I'm doing when I'm touching you, when I'm looking at you, when I'm telling you. It's kind of a sense. And it's because I've done it so much that I kind of know how to navigate it, you know?
Did you grow up wanting to be a mind reader? Or what was your initial, you know, ambition when you were a kid?
The funny thing is, I think as kids, we don't really know what we... And you know, in our teenage years, we're not sure.
We don't really plan.
Yeah, we don't really plan. We're not sure, some of us at least, right? And especially, I think, people in the media industry, most of us, I think we weren't really... unless you knew that you wanted to be a DJ since you were young, I think you kind of discover it. You kind of think, oh, maybe I want to be a policeman. Maybe I want this. Maybe I want to be that.
Yeah.
And then somehow life kind of guides you to wherever you're supposed to go. I think it's in a way it's fate. It's not that I wanted or didn't want, but it's just that the skills that I acquired in my life led me to this.
These skills that you talk about, is it like you pick it up in a textbook or do you have to go to school for it?
You know? Don't go to school. You must understand that what I do is, okay, it's for entertainment, right? Uh-huh. So I studied theater in school. I studied about acting and psychology and that kind of thing. So in psychology, you have to understand human behavior. Right. You know, what is real human behavior?
Yeah.
It's not really, you can't fake real human behavior. You can, you know, when there are good actors, you buy into the story because that's real human behavior and that comes from inside.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, that got me interested in psychology. So I went to read up about psychology, about humans, and that got me interested in hypnosis. And so I went to study hypnosis, hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Wow. So I do like hypnotherapy and that kind of thing. And that got me understanding that actually the mind can be influenced. If I ask, and you at home, if you're listening to this, you can try this at home as well.
Okay.
Just for an experience.
Oh my gosh.
So I want everybody, all of you here.
Okay.
So firstly, you know what your forefinger is, the one that you point with. Your middle finger, the one that you do bedtime with.
The ring finger.
And the last finger. Okay. Yeah. So those of you at home, this is what I need you to do. I want you to put your hands on the table or put it on your lap or...
Okay.
Anywhere that's comfortable, okay? Or you, if it helps, you can close your eyes. And those of you here in the studio as well, you can close your eyes and just listen to me. Listen to what I say, all right? I want you to concentrate on your pointy finger of your right hand. Just concentrate on your pointy finger on your right hand.
Okay.
Yes, just concentrate on everything that you feel on your right hand. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. In a moment, you're going to start feeling a sensation, like a throbbing sensation. And you at home as well, concentrate on that finger, your pointing finger, right at the tip of your finger. You're going to feel a pulsing sensation. Concentrate on that. Yes, I can see some smiles. Let me know when you do feel something. Those of you in the studio, when you do feel, really concentrate on that. Forget about everything else. Just listen to my voice and concentrate on the tip of your pointy finger. You should start feeling a pulsing sensation. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, now.
I'm waiting.
That's fine. Some of you will be better at this. Some of you won't be as good at this. But those of you with a pulsing sensation right on your finger, I want you to now jump to your last finger, your smallest finger. Yes, now the pulsing sensation is going to jump to your smallest finger, your last finger. Just concentrate on that. Relax and concentrate. It's going to jump to your last finger. Yes, those of you in the studio, if you feel it.
A slight tingly.
Yeah, concentrate on that. All right.
Yeah.
Slight tingly. Yes, some is tingly, some is a thump, some is a pounding sensation. All right, now I want you to bring that feeling back to your middle finger, the one that you point bad sign with. All right, concentrate on that feeling. That feeling, whatever you feel at the tip of your finger, you're going to feel a thumping sensation, a tingling sensation, anything that you feel, it's going to be there. There is something. Yes?
Yeah, I think because
Every time I say it. Okay, you can open your eyes now. All right. So you can, you can relax now. Okay, so this is just an example of you at home. This is just an example of how your mind can be made to do things that are, if you focus on one thing at a time, right, that thing becomes real. All right. So a lot of what I do is because our minds are so convoluted with so many things. Every time we are looking at something, like right now, I can see a drum set, I can see three guys looking at me, and see a piano. We got so many things that the information that comes in, you don't know what is coming in. It's the subconscious thoughts that I work with, right? Okay. So if I, for example, if on stage I want to get it, what I do, it looks like I read his mind. But in the first place, I made him think about it and then I read his mind. So it wasn't mind reading because I made him think of by what I say, what I do. You know, a very easy one would be like, for example, if I ask you to quickly think of a number from 1 to 10, between 1 and 10, quickly think of 1. Yes, did most of you think of 7? Yes,
I thought of a 9.
I thought of 4.
I thought of 7. Yeah.
You thought of 7.
Yeah, Razi is the easiest to. because maybe a psychologist to another psychologist. Yeah.
I shut up. It means that you are a victim, bro.
No lah. It's not victim. Usually people who are good at this kind of thing. It's usually people who can focus better.
Oh, just now I also think 7 lah.
Those of you at home that you can't see, I actually drew a 7 right in the air. As I said, think of a number between 1 and 10. I actually drew a 7, and I was hoping that it will go inside your subconscious mind and you will kind of see it without seeing, without thinking about it.
Oh, that's really interesting.
That's great.
So that is how some of it works. Of course, it's a lot more complicated as you go further down the line, but this is how some of what I do, how it works.
So, like, how busy are you, like, throughout the circuit? I mean, before the CB, obviously, right now, there's no live performances. Like, were you at your peak recently, or, you know, you've been getting a lot of shows? I see a lot of corporate photos as well.
Yeah.
You know, I've been traveling quite
around. Well, I mean, I think over the past few years in Singapore, as long as the world is doing well, you know, people need to celebrate, people need to have dinner and dance, people need products to sell, corporate events where they have usually the beginning of the year I'll do events for you know, the pre-year they want to do sell to their clients and that kind of thing, so they'll fly me all over the world wherever, and then end of the year it's like dinner and dances. So the past few years with what I do, I think it usually goes with the trend or with GDP growth, actually. GDP growth, bigger, the more jobs I get, you know, companies got money, they can spend on this kind of thing, you know, marketing whatever it is. So I wouldn't say it was the top, but it was okay, you know, it was very good, you know, the past few years, you know. So maybe now it's time to pay back, do some charity or whatever.
With that being said, I mean, I watched like a special on CNA recently, and they were talking about, like, you know, live performances and all that, the bars were closing and all.
Yeah,
like, how has this been affecting business per se? On your end, are you doing live shows online?
We've got no more. There's no more live shows. Obviously, our business were cut since we went to DOSCON Orange.
Right.
We can't perform live. So, I mean, there have been clients asking about live Zoom shows and that kind of thing. But usually, how it works is event company will kind of ask you whether you're free on this day, and they will pitch their clients the idea.
I see.
And then the clients will decide. But now at the moment, the problem is it's not here, not there.
Yeah.
Like, I have a backlog of events that I was booked for, but I haven't done yet.
I see.
So those are still hanging in the air. They're not sure what they're going to do. So it's still, I think until we know for sure how this plays out, then we can move forward. Because I've been preparing for Zoom shows and that kind of thing.
Is the experience different though?
Yeah, the experience, you know, will be absolutely different, because I think online, if I do a Zoom show, for example, you know, it's very flat. You know, there is no audience engagement.
Right.
And also, they don't know whether or not it's real, whether or not I could set somebody up, my friend, and I tell him what this he's thinking of, they probably don't think about it, but because it's there, it just won't be as strong. Whereas in a live show, I can pick somebody up. Let's say if I did a live show for the, like, you know that there's no way I could have
we could have planned something
in the first place. So, and you feel it, and you feel the emotion when I tell you what it is you're thinking of. You felt that emotion, right? And they can see you feeling that emotion, and that is the show. The show is actually not me. The show is you.
I see.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that is very important, which is something that you lose in a Zoom performance or an online live performance. I think
this is really interesting because I was watching a YouTube video a few weeks back. You know, I mean, us comedians, we have a big show planned for August in the Star Theatre, and then it was cancelled as well.
Yeah.
And then they were trying to reciprocate the experience via a Zoom stand-up comedy
different
online. Like, they can't get it. You know, it's really different. So these are some of the challenges that for those of you who are feeling it as well. And you mentioned something interesting, hypnosis. I've seen a lot of American YouTube videos with regards to hypnosis.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it's crazy. Man turns into a chicken, and then the woman forgets her name and all that. Are all this fake? Or,
is this for real?
Yeah, is this for real?
Yeah, no, it's for, it's just like what I did there, right, with your finger. As long as you focus on one thing, if you focus hard enough and that thing becomes real, you actually kind of feel it. You kind of believe it yourself if you focus well enough or hard enough. It does work. I mean, I think I've got some videos online, you can check online. I've got a hypnosis video. It does work. Of course it works better for some people, not as good for others. Well, for me, at least my experience is, at least in a live show, I've got maybe 500 people to pick from. As I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm still looking for my next participant where, and that's the hard part of my show, I think.
I
think it's not like a show where you rehearse everything like a play. You remember all the lines every single day. It's the same thing. The difficulty of what I do is every single day, it's a different show. Every single time, it's a different thing because I don't know what they are actually going to think about. I don't know how they're going to react to me. I don't know how they're going to react whether they will do what I want them to do, whether they will do something stupid,
Have you experienced the worst, maybe how's your first live show?
That'll be interesting.
Is there any worst scenario that you
it doesn't work? For example,
In what I do today, of course, everything went perfect, but there are times where it doesn't work. Obviously,
oh, really?
There will be times it doesn't work because what I'm doing is not a sure-proof way. But the good thing about me being on stage is you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? When I start something, I say, okay, look at this dice. All right. You don't know what's happening. You, it's just a dice. Right. And I ask you to pick a number. I could, if he didn't get the 5, I could bring it somewhere else.
I
could change the effect. I could do something else. Perhaps ask him to think of a letter or whatever, or something you can draw or something. I can bring it to another one because you don't know what's happening. So I have a backup for a backup for a backup. So if this doesn't work, I have a backup plan, and backup plan doesn't work. And that's the difficult part about the rehearsing, or you can't really rehearse for my show or for what, or people that do
I
do. That's difficult.
I like to watch America's Got Talent. That's me, everyone. There's this couple, they did a performance and his wife sit on a swing on the stage. So the husband went down to the audience and he just go to one audience and open her bag and take out
a scissors, I would say.
It's like a scissors, for example. And on that scissors, there are numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
on the blade or on the handle?
On the handle.
Okay.
So first, the guy, that lady was blindfolded, bro, on the swing. So when that guy holding the thing,
the guy went off stage.
Went off stage,
towards the audience.
Towards the audience. Yeah. So he just get the scissors from one audience and he asked his wife, "What am I holding?"
Okay.
And the wife can guess, "You're holding a scissors." Okay. So, the wife cannot even see. After that, there are numbers.
Maybe rehearse already.
No, but it's from any audience role.
The audience pick up the stuff inside the purse, something like that.
I see a stuff from an audience, random audience, bro.
Yeah,
and this lady, she can even guess the serial number on the scissors, bro.
How does it do that?
Yeah,
how
that's crazy.
Is it different levels of, you know,
I
hypnosis?
I wouldn't say it's a different level of hypnosis, but okay, so what, it's the same thing. They're mentalists as well, right? So what we do is like today I'm explaining to you how I kind of a glimpse of how I do what I do.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
There are more difficult things.
There are
harder things to get from people.
Right.
But a lot of it is body language. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is we make it seem as though we read minds. We use all our five senses to create the illusion of a sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, of course, they did it well. I assume American Got Talent. For me, with talent shows is, I mean, I like watching them, you know, and I think the performers are great, but there is still this, with this kind of thing, I think it's more effective if you watch it live, because
I see
now, I think him describing it, you were like, wow, but when it could be anything, you know, like even you said it's on TV, you know, they could be, it could be set up,
rehearsal,
you know, it probably wasn't, you know, but it could have been. You know, and that's always at the back of your head, you know. So, like, I think you said just now, but it's on TV. It's exactly what people will think, you know. So that's why I think, people like them, although they're good, if you watch them live, you'll get the same effect. But on TV, you probably won't believe it as much, or there are people that won't believe it as much.
Right, we're gonna be taking a short break, and we will be back right after this with the second part of the interview with Singapore's very own mind reader, Mr. Ferris. In Okay, Let's Go.
On to the show.
Salam hormat. Sila matikan radio anda. Saya ulangi, sila matikan radio anda. Jangan buat saya marah.
Dan kalau saya telah marah, saya akan bertukar menjadi warna hijau. Anda tidak akan suka kalau saya bertukar jadi warna.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami di Workforce Singapore, WSG. Dan pastinya for more information berkenaan dengan CCP, macam mana Dan?
Okay, anda boleh saja lungsuri teman-teman kami dari Workforce Singapore, iaitu www.wsg.gov.sg.
Dan juga boleh hubungi talent mereka di 6883-5885, 6883-5885. Kita bersama dengan siapa ni, Razie?
Kita bersama dengan, pada mulanya kita ingin memanggil Puan Safra, tapi beliau very humble lady. And dia cakap, panggil Safra saja.
Oh, just call her Safra.
Ya, Safra saja. And a very young lady. And very capable. Dalam WSG mungkin lebih daripada 15 tahun.
Yeah. But I just want to ask, before you start dengan introduction. For Safra, macam mana kita nak dapatkan discount di Safra Yishun?
Kita jauh.
Okay, Razie, silakan dengan introduction. Soalannya daripada Safra, teman-teman kami daripada WSG, dan apa yang mereka boleh bantu teman-teman kami yang sedang mendengar ni.
Okay, mungkin Safra, first of all, thank you for coming, for your precious time here. I just want to know about yourself a bit lah, sedikit sebanyak lah, tentang how long you've been in WSG, and how what have you,
some backgrounds
some backgrounds about you, and the offer that you really give to people who are looking for jobs.
Okay. Thank you guys for having me here in your studio.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been in WSG, previously called WDA, for about some 17 years now lah.
Oh, yeah, it was previously called WDA.
Yeah, WDA.
Yes.
Development
that
Agency.
That rings a bell.
I think that rings a bell. Okay. Okay, so I'm part of this group called the Enterprise Development Group.
Right.
Okay, so as the name suggested lah, right? So our key role is to really facilitate enterprises, right? Companies out there in their business workforce transformation efforts, right? So that they can better attract and retain talents, right? Because we know talents are a bit hard to come by nowadays, right? Many actually sectors are facing with manpower shortage. So what we hope to do is actually to get enterprises to consider mid-career switcher pool as a favorable option.
Mid-career, okay.
Yeah, mid-career. So people who want to switch from one sector to another sector. Right? So do consider this mid-career switcher as a viable talent pool. Right? So, and with this in mind, we then develop many programs, and one of them, our signature program, is called the Career Conversion Program.
CCP program lah.
CCP for short.
I see. Like for example, this guy, they have been working in a warehouse for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Then after that, they want to have a mid-career switch, can go to CCP program, and they can just work in the construction.
Possible.
But it's not experience, right? So correct. Like how the pay route dia macam mana tu?
Yeah. So precisely. So the essence of CCP is actually all about conversion of skills.
Right.
Right. So in a typical CCP, it all has a structured training plan.
Right.
Mm. Right. And you think CCP actually as you are applying for a job. Okay. So once if you got shortlisted,
right,
the company, right, will put you through a training plan.
Okay.
Right. That we have worked with them or worked with the industry on.
Mm.
So once you are competent in that, after that training, then you can start on the job. So the example you gave, the warehouse person, so warehouse is considered a logistic company lah.
Right.
Correct?
Right, yeah.
And then maybe want to move into built environment.
Build environment.
Say under the construction or even the land transport.
Uh-huh.
So this person will be a suitable candidate lah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For such a CCP.
Nice. So you've been in the industry for 17 years, right?
Wow.
So my question is, what motivates you on the job?
Kadang-kadang kalau kita berbual English, kita boleh terslang juga. Safra, agak-agak faham.
So 17
lah.
Years, man. Yep. Kira macam apa yang motivate you untuk terus bekerja di WSG ni? Yang dulu nama dia WDA.
Correct. Yeah. Mm. So 70 years is quite a long time. I think probably can guess my age or so lah.
45,
39,
27.
Okay, too long. Yeah. So I was a mid-career switcher myself, right? So when I joined WDA, then I was from the private sector, right? For some 10 over years lah in consultancy, in training. Then nice. I moved into WDA, then WSG. So, what motivates me on my job? I will kind of summarize into maybe three things, like three motivation factors. One, I think if there's an opportunity for me to learn, right? Uh-huh. I think learning is not confined to just classroom training.
Right.
Right? Job rotation, job posting, informal and formal learning. So, okay. I think if there are the opportunities for me to learn, which I had in WSG, and that's the reason why I managed to stay this long, right? Because I went through a few job rotations, job postings.
Mm.
So that's one. Another factor I would say is having a presence of a good leadership.
Right.
In the organization, I think it's important because the good leaders are able to coach us, mentor us, right? And that's something that I also like to do now. To coach my team, to mentor my team, so that they can grow, you know, as an individual and also as a professional.
Right. Okay.
Right. And third, I think factor I would say is probably something that is meaningful,
right?
Whether it serves the stakeholder, to the community, to the individuals, or in my case now is to the enterprises,
right?
Companies, right? Wow. So to me, it has been meaningful, impactful. And that's also the reason why I think I'm able to manage to stay on in WSG.
That's all fantastic. Right. And these are the caliber of people yang korang akan dapat jumpa ketika berurusan dengan teman-teman kami di WSG.
You're right.
Dan antara lain, kalau yang sedang mendengar ingin mendapatkan informasi lanjut, boleh saja bertanya kepada teman-teman kami di WSG.
Uh-huh.
Yang mana podcast ini diberikan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami. Dan untuk lebih banyak informasi berkenaan dengan CCP dan Employment Support by Work for Singapore, bagaimana caranya?
Mudah saja bagi mereka yang nak belajar ataupun nak bertukar kerjaya CCP, Career Conversion Program
CCP
ataupun penukaran kerjaya anda daripada tak tahu dan macam mana. Jadi anda boleh lungsuri terus di
laman
www.wsg.gov.sg,
dan juga boleh hubungi talian mereka di 6883-5885 6883-5885.